niet gerookt.
Ja, het spijt mij ook.
De fotografen die hier allemaal staan, die moeten na 6,5 minuut ongeveer weg. Want de duurst betaalde plaatsen, die kunnen niks zien. Dus,
der mich streichelt. Ein Blick aus deinen Augen. Du hast mich verlassen ohne ein Wort. Wie kann ich ohne dich leben? Sag es mir. Ich weiß, ich kann es nicht, ohne Rache genommen zu haben an deinen Mördern. Meine Rache wird grausam sein. Preis für unser beider zerstörtes Leben kann nur der Tod sein.
haven't seen many in your profession. I dreamt I was in a cinema, watching a movie with an audience. And suddenly, I realized I was aging rapidly, growing horribly old as I sat there. It was the movie that was doing it. I had caught some kind of disease from the movie, and it was making me grow old, bringing me closer and closer to death. I woke up terrified. And look at me now. Look where I am now. You see? The dream is coming true.
Desiring wind and the gleaming sky has shown us, and we are walking with ourselves into the shaking air, needing nothing, and all being has become as breath of the transfigured spaces, into the house of the heart on that first time, into the plan, through the gate of the first time.
Yeah.
I saw you, whom my heart had never hoped to see. And it was all fire. As the first drops of rain fell, and the scent sliding down the air of the million and one desires of the unnamed God penetrated us who are empty of all wisdom at last. The gate of entry was passed, and night fell over the dissident ranges. Here, where it will all begin, as the ground trembles, the wraiths of what was ungod, anything before, bestows itself prostrate before us, prepared for annihilation. Engraved on the ground where we walk is this warning. Everything is now destroyed. Do not seek to be anything other than this. You will be divested of every garment until none remain. What is born must become whole by annihilation, by the gates of the first time, by the glittering flight of arrows into all twilights of knowing, by the din of the waning light. What was spoken, what was heard, what was seen beyond the ship. At the North House, the gate is fast, where the night-filled trees vanish, and varicolored rocks sway and plunge towards an end at the North House. Given vision, North-filled, great beam videoed in from the edge. Essence radiance, gigantic core of star cults revealed. Frenzy taste, an insect-figured dance over supposed surfaces of the path. Blood over granite and forgetfulness. Stars in heaven, star heaven, starry heavens, song sphere.
Would you define the word paranoiac? Would you define it in more detail?
Paranoiac critical method, because it's one spontaneous method of knowledge based in the instantaneous association of delirious materials.
are your private images in Dali's head.
Exactly.
But painted out, they correspond to a reality.
Exactly, because my delirium is injected and sublimated in these rocks and in this geology. As many kinds of imagination, romantic imagination, almost never exist on rock. It's only folk, music, evanescent visions of Nordic countries, no? Valkyria, everything is completely musical. This also is very clear in my mustache, because my mustache of the mustache of Friedrich Nietzsche. Friedrich Nietzsche is the depressive mustache, plenty of music and folk and romanticism, and Dali mustache is exactly the same, as two erected scissors, completely metallic, like rocks of this country. For this is essential, one book, plenty of fantastic rocks and elastic camels.
I'm not sure. but I should know it. It's not an issue. They are in charge.
Portfolio of friends and acquaintances I knew in New York during my modeling. Wherever I've been quite notorious, and quite instantly so, but I've never been anywhere where I haven't been known. I remember Mankind's in New York. I'd be out all day frolicking around the Lower East Side, and then I'd come back.
When I was a child, I was very hyper. We lived on an enormous ranch. I used to ride from dusk till dawn. I remember Mummy used to give me Nebutol whenever I got out of her schedule. Paul America used to deal vast quantities of speed out of the Hotel America.
I think drugs are like strawberries and peaches.
I think the strong drugs that allow a person to rebuild their lives or start a new life.
back from the struggle and able to.
A strange zombie-like move. I don't know, I hated it. But I had this strange fascination, this kind of love and sexual addiction for it. I'm not sure what attracted me to him, unless it was some kind of aberration brought about by drugs, which I was so heavily inundated by. Speed is the ultimate, all-time high. That first rush. Wow. Just that burning, searing, soaring sense of perfection. Like, oh God, a 24-hour climax that can go just on for days.
To a city or to a country?
To the country, to an island, near the sea. I mean, I can live there happily ever after. There's no way to explain it unless you've been through it. There's no way to tell anyone who hasn't tasted it. I'd like to turn the whole world on just for a moment. Just for a moment. I'm greedy. I'd like to keep most of it for myself and a few of my friends. Keep that superlative high just on the cusp of each day so that I radiate sunshine. And I could just see him like some strange vision. He had such, I don't know if it's because he took so much acid that he had this strange alienation from the human race.
Thank you.
Roger, I had a very disturbing dream last night. In this dream, I found myself making love to a strange man. Only I'm having trouble, you see, because he's old and dying. And he smells bad, and I find him repulsive. Then he tells me that everything is erotic, that everything is sexual. You know what I mean? He tells me that even old flesh is erotic flesh. That disease is the love of two alien kinds of creatures for each other. That even dying
of eroticism. And talking is sexual. And breathing is sexual. And even to physically exist is sexual. And I believe him.
Be natural.
How silly.